from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." So the Jews said to him, "Now we are sure that you are possessed. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, or the prophets, who died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, 'He is our God.' You do not know him, but I know him. And if I should say that I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, when called by God to lead his people out of Egypt, Moses worried about what he might tell the Israelites should they ask for God's name. And in the book of Exodus, God responds, "This is what you shall tell the Israelites. I am. Sent me to you." Now flash forward to the Gospel of John. In a very similar scenario, the Jews are questioning the identity of Jesus. Jesus responds by invoking the same appellation, "I am." My friends, whether it's Moses or Jesus, the answer is the same. I am. Jesus is saying that he is the Son of God. Do you believe him? Jesus also says, "Before Abraham came to be, I am." Jesus is saying that he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, right from the beginning of the Jewish people, right from the beginning of the covenant. In today's reading from Genesis, Jesus says to Abraham, "I will be your God." And Jesus also said, with respect to Abraham's descendants, "I will be their God." Thus we have the beginning of the covenant. And in today's excerpt from Psalms, Psalm 150, we hear the following: "The Lord remembers forever his covenant." Jesus, in today's excerpt from John, is reflecting on the covenant, putting himself of Jesus is your cup of tea. I say, you can hardly do better than John chapter 8, verse 58. In this passage, Jesus states quite clearly that he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jesus says, and I say again, it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, He is our God. Jesus continues, you do not know him, but I know him. And we might add, my friends, and like him, I am. Like so many Jews who follow Jesus, in our contemporary world,